When we speak of a spiritual life, we have which we have first of the spiritual. The spiritual I start this way, so it should be all right. And secondly, that you really know has been just entered the religious life up to say the time of the first vows and maybe the last vows. The church just I found out, sisters, and it's no surprise to any of you, that you have not had any special time for an examination of conscience. Did you know that, sisters? That's right. Better with that. Men were Well, sisters, to be real frank, the church expects all religious to have a regular daily examination of conscience, as by now you must discover one of your Father Harden in your community. I will never know. But to remind you of certain things that your community ought to have. A regular daily examination of conscience, and not just that, never very pause during night prayers so that you can grow, especially in practicing virtue, so that you examine yourself. How am I growing in patience? How am I growing in simplicity? In charity, in faith, in confidence. So much for the first part of my conversation, I would like to call it, with you this evening. The spiritual life, then, is the life that we have as human beings, meaning our life as rational and free and that's confirmed. So much for a definition of prayers. Having said that, you know, well, you might ask, well, what's the morality? What is the practice of morality? Simply described, well, essentially, the modern life was synthesized in the basic principle of our faith that God made us to praise, reverence, and serve Him in this life, and therefore, that follows. The same goes for you. You have to serve that purpose for Him. When a person is committing sin, that person is now going to be. If it is true that the spiritual spirituality is higher than just matter, the big question is, what's higher? Do you mind if I ask a few questions, sisters? I mean, do you mind if I... What is higher about the spiritual life? What do I... What then is the spiritual life? how would you explain what's more about it?
We would give up everything. We give up your will.
Well, hold on.
He said, yeah. Go, sell, so yeah. Come with you. Would that be striving for perfection?
Oh yes, striving for perfection.
We presume that we do not reach perfection.
No, because only Christ is absolutely perfect. But well, this is that's it. You give a good. Follow a person, all kinds of things. Well, they weren't following me. Now, the point of what you said before, sister, what's the difference? So the love of perfection is from one viewpoint with a spirit.
The preaching, teaching.
Well, this is, you do that after you got the first. Well, you do that also after you got the first.
Try to imitate Christ. Oneness with Christ.
Please?
Oneness with Christ.
Yes. Becoming more unified, following the example of Christ. Does this happen? You know, we can spend a little more time. Okay? So that we first saw that the Spirit. Both God people, the Spirit, living, doing this, starting, because, and this is well to put it that way, because our life of perfection clearly is not and can never be a perfect duplication of Christ's life, correct? He remains our example. What? He gave himself, he defined himself in different ways. There are three different ways. Because he has to teach us, but especially Christ as the way. The life of perfection, and we grow as we grow. And remember, it is perfection of God that we do. Practice to virtue, infinitely above what we do. As though Christ did not live, which we know we do. Talking about Christ as man, to save And what we have to do with it, what are we? And what are we going to do with it? That's the way. This examination of conscience is a very practical means for we, all the masters of the spiritual life, simply expect religious communities to have a daily examination of conscience, which by prior presupposition should not have to be accepted minimally with such faults as we may indeed commit. Its main purpose ought to be to grow in the likeness of Christ. Yes, it's true, there's one more step to my purpose. Having said that, and having defined the spiritual life as the imitation of Christ, and the life of perfection before as man, now to spell out, is it of Christ as the truth? Is there some practice of Christ as the way which capsulizes this image?
Particular
examine. Please.
The particular examine.
Now I'm speaking from Christ himself, from the Gospels.
The charity of Christ.
Charity.
I came to do the will of my Father.
Please.
I came to do the will of my Father.
Wait a minute. What? Synthesize what is the essence of this imitation of Christ. It has two parts to it. One part has to do with self, and the other part has to do with God. What part, in other words, in order to be, what must we do if we're going to become Christ-like as we are in the self? Deny the self. Yeah. Now, and we don't have to, you know, have any long homiletic discourses on what this denying self means. It's all the myriad ways in which our self-love, our self-assertion must be, as we so well know, be sacrificed. What? In so many, many ways. So self-denial is does not exclude, but it is far more sublime than putting, for example, pennies in the self-denial box, giving away, see? Or giving up candy. See, there are all kinds of infantile association, sisters. Self-denial is the deepest metaphysical expression for the foundation of the spiritual life. It is the constant sacrifice of the self in the practice of humility, in the practice of all of us, the planet and the world, where, in so many ways, from the moment we reach the age to our dying day, we have to deny ourselves. Now, Christ described what that
take
them. Well, afterwards you can have that kind of sentence, but it's the same thing. Well, that's part one. So the first part, the foundation of the spirit is self-sacrifice. But remember that self-sacrifice is, as I think I mentioned earlier, is a priesthood, and this is where we get Now, it may be that others help, but you know, if we don't let them, correct? And we try ever so hard, but we do our method. So we by our self-sacrifice, and this is where Christ, the perfect exemplar, by becoming man in order to teach us, because God is God, could not teach us self-sacrifice. Do you know that? But then, there is the other side. So the first is self-sacrifice, the other is, and there are different expressions to it. One is the practice of chanting, and you put it, sister, the will of God, which is Christ's own expression. So if Christ-likeness means self-sacrifice, it means self-sacrifice for all of it, because, in fact, the very word sacrifice means that you give up, you surrender the self, but you make it sacred. That's what sacrifice means. You make sacred, but make it is not sanctity, right? It is carrying the love of the sisters for the love of God. Now, since we only, we can simply say, there is the will of God, right? Christ had to say, because he had to speak as man, and then the second person that became man. So to make theological sense of what he was saying, and you may be sure he was always theologically accurate. But for us, it's doing the will of God. So that self-sacrifice according to the will of God. Well, sisters, I could continue, But do you think we've opened up a few doors?
Mm-hmm.
And I hope we've clarified a few things. The spirit you are, and I'll use, I hope, a more intelligible term, is one of the spirits. And frankly, though I've shared with you a few insights, we just recognize the preach of priests and priests to be. Essentially, living the spirit means, of course, living it. As the Imitation says, I would rather do what than what, sisters, three members. I would rather practice humility than know what. So that's practice. It is far more important to put what I have said into practice, not because I said it, but because the church, under the inspiration of God, tells us that we know what it means. On the other hand, it is a confusion. Thanks for your patience in listening, and I trust I have been of some service in sharing these few thoughts with you. May God bless you. I'll leave for New York tomorrow morning at 9:25 in Albuquerque. I have my classes in New York City tomorrow evening. I hope to be here as soon as the Lord will bring me back. Pray for me, please, sisters.
Thank you, Father.